I'm going to tell about the results of a very simple investigation we have made in Denmark, but with a good idea, I guess. We had the problem of, which we tried to define the secular existential dimensions, the religious dimensions, and the spiritual dimensions. And especially the spiritual dimensions was very hard to grasp in the literature. It went everywhere. And we had a problem with that. We tried to make a list of definitions and could rank them in a continuum that in the one end there was an understanding of evolved human values of some sort. It could be love or gratitude or righteousness or something. And on the other hand, it had a very clear notion to God. It was God's call for the individual. And in the middle, we had some definitions were about striving for an inner truth of some sort. It could be an inner divine truth, or it could be an inner essence of human being, and so forth. But nearly all definitions were bound in Anglo-American literature, and all of them had the idea of being universal, covering every religion in the world. And we have some notions about that. We don't know if it's true in the non-Anglo-American culture, and we don't know if it's true in every religion at all. Because we agree very much with Larry Churchill when he says that spirituality is like politics. It's a local phenomenon. Nobody practices religion or spirituality in general. It has to be context-bound. And I'm reviewer for some journals, and I got an article who was trying to analyze the spiritual needs for elderly people. And I was shocked when I read this article. It was American-based, of course. For the first time, they included phenomena as describing oneself as a Hindu. That is quite, that can be spirituality. Then it looks a little strange. They took the example of the need to look out of the window. Okay? And then it went further. The need for crafting, cooking, garden work, gambling, to speak about the weather, what an interesting spiritual topic, to deal with the family, and finally, the need for a warm smile and a friendly attitude. I understand it can have a spiritual value in it, but it can also have the need for a friendly smile and a friendly attitude, just as it is. But it is all mentioned as examples of spirituality and health science, Jones, and something is wrong in my Danish ear with this kind of understanding. Then we did some very practical things. I had a very good idea. I have read a book of questionnaires for religiousness, and we took some very simple steps. We asked the hospital staff where I work, what they meant about the word spirituality, what does it mean for you? And we noted it down. And when it was high and low, and then we went for some high religious persons, my mother, and we went for some high irreligious persons and some spiritual self, and we had made a very, very large list. And we grouped this list in items, for example, trait in a person, peace of soul, or candlelights, or prayer, or items of contents. And here's a little bit of the actual list. In fact, we had trait of person, we had objects, practice, action, alternative treatment, faith, a higher purpose, factual or historical existential meaning, could it be a condition of some sort, feminine freedom and some sort of. And then we try to reduce the list by cutting down the duplicates and the overlappings and so forth. And we ended with a list of 115 different associations to the world, to the word spirituality. And this is the actual questionnaire. It's in Danish. It's about birth and gender and so forth. And it starts alternative treatment, anti-intellectual person, astrology, to be in connection with something spiritual. And people could make across as many axes as they wanted on the list. And we just collected. We collected questionnaires every time we had a lesson of some sort. And we had colleagues also collecting these schemes, because we were interested in the in the variety of understandings and not the distributions of understandings. We also had some simple questions. Do you consider yourself religious, spiritual, both or neither? Or do you consider yourself believing, not believing, convinced atheist? Because we have these questions from the World Value Survey, so we could compare. We got in 514 questionnaires, mostly from courses. The two main sources, students, as you can guess, mainly medicine, religion, theology, nursing, and PhD students. And we have a large sample of ministers from the Danish Lutheran Church, gathered at courses at a place called Løgum Kloster, that is a postdoc education center for Lutheran ministers. A large sample of those are quite interesting. A little more women than men, a very standard division on age is high because we had some very young, some very old. And again, it's not a representative sample because the main purpose is the variety. A little about the background factors. Believing, the young lay group was medical students, first of all. 60% of them could label themselves as believing. And it's a little with purpose. We don't ask for belief in God because the number would drop dramatically. If we believe in a personal God, I know from the general population that the number is 28%, and it will be much lower in this group. The non-believing group is 30% nearly, and we have 10% convinced atheists, and that's about the double as the normal in Denmark. The theologians are quite nice here. 100% are believers.
Was this a blinded theory?
And none were not believing and none were convinced atheists. But look at the wordings down here. Are you religious, spiritual, both religious and spiritual? Neither. The young group is not religious, they're not spiritual, they're not both, but together 60% is some kind of something. Only 41% is neither. But the theologians, 50% are religious, 2% are spiritual. They are not spiritual. Both are 38%, and that is the majority. But 8.8% is neither religious or spiritual. They are believing, but they are neither. And this is the magic about words. In Denmark, we have a very strong Barthian theologian tradition. And Barth telling that Christianity is not a religion, but event in history, so you cannot be religious if you don't believe in a religion. We don't do as Christians. Only the other religious, religions can have religious people because they are religions, and we cannot be spiritual because that's something bad, as you should see in a minute. This is just a hit list of the X's. The two first, I will, but being something larger than oneself, meditation and interest in the religious and supernatural, that is the most hits. Then we did a factor analysis. And when you have that many crosses and that many questions, the possibilities of having factors are numerous. Factor analysis is taking up one item and see what other items cling to that, when what is coming with up when you take up the factor. And we had to cut it by some statistical means and procedures and so forth. And the nicest picture was a picture of 6 factors. And I'll show you for them, and you'll have all the wordings also here. The first factor, counting nearly a third of the items. It sounded gratitude, love, quality of life, joy, meaning in life, freedom, compassion, ethics, love for your neighbor, life content, peace, nature, wisdom, light, beauty, tranquility, willingness to develop, coherence, eternity, insight, music, doubt, longing, serenity, identity, community, values, harmony, song, attention to the ultimate, engagement, deeper person, poetry, balance, and artistic. You might notice there is no one negative word in this list. Not one. It's all positive. And you might also notice there's not one item pointing to something divine. It's completely gone. Maybe with the exception of attention of the ultimate, but the ultimate could also be in a secular sense of some sort. The divine is gone. It's about love, compassion, gratitude. It's about well-being, individual well-being. And therefore we label this first factor, spirituality, as positive dimension in human life and well-being. It's very connected to well-being. Now you see the second is very different. It comprises crystals, healing, incense, yoga, aura, clairvoyance, alternative therapy, candlelight, new age, mysticism, guru worship, astrology, occultism, sects, breath, mystic energies, meditation, reincarnation, spiritualism, ghosts, superstitious towards the light, that is a strange shit, guardian angels, healing, holism, and atmosphere. You can see the sinister and dark. Here we have the energy level. We have the ghosts. We have the energies of healing. We have the energies of clairvoyance. It's not God, it's not angels, it's not hell or nothing of that kind. It's the in-between world, the unknown world beyond death or between people or something. Very nice, picked by exactly these words. And we label this as spirituality as a new age ideology, could be, or wording of. There's a very clear picture of this kind of spirituality in all of our cities. The third one is as clear. Catholicism, Islam, striving towards God, monasteries, holiness, Eucharist, experience of the holy, Protestantism, prayer, searching for the sacred, Hinduism, pilgrimage, personal relation to God, salvation, religion, piety, daily practice, belief, life after death, and Buddhism. All the theistic stuff is in there. We have a God, we have an order, we have a religion, we have a systematic way of seeing religion, we have the systemized prayer, we have all of the traditional theistic spirituality is in here. So we call it spirituality as an integrated part of established religious life and religious traditions. That is also present in the Danish population. Now we have maybe the most interesting one. It is very difficult to grasp. It comprises the words. Something bigger than oneself. There's more between heaven and earth. Interest for the religious and supernatural. I really regret that because it's two items in one item. It's silly. My fault. Being connected to something spiritual. Body, mind, spirit. That's a Danish holistic fair where you can treat and get healed and something. Striving for the essence of existence, believing but not religious, something not concrete, the beyond, searching person, universal consciousness. It's like air between the fingers. What is it? It's gone if you try to grasp it. It's about some striving. It's the core element. It's striving, but for what? For the beyond. It's gone, exactly. The beyond, the essence of existence, the universal. I cannot get the striving. The striving in the former one was God. It was God. He's not gone. And it's not the middle word. It's not spirits and strange energies. But it's something very vague. Something not defined. Something in between. And it is opposed to religion. Believing but not religious. Somehow. But not really, but it is somehow. I guess this is the Anglo-American way of understanding spirituality. It is the most something not concrete, the beyond. And we labeled it as a vague striving opposed to religion, but I think it could be labeled other ways also, but it is not, we are not able to grasp it really good. And when we're not able to grasp it, we're not able to make questionnaires or ask in a specific way for it, and that's the problem. The fifth factor may come backfire for some of your English speaking persons. This comprises anti-intellectual person, unappealing person, superficial person, medieval, self-absorbed person, outside the norm, egoism, and one is missing money. This person is obviously disliked. He represents spirituality as something really bad, something connected with him, just seeing himself and nothing else, connected with money, also being very egoistic. And this represents a genuine understanding of some sort of spirituality in the Danish population. And the last and sixth factor comprises sport, medical science, coziness, diets, sex, and science. And I couldn't get anything out of that before I read some of the comments. There was a lot of comments. And some people do understand spirituality as inspiration. Spiritual sex is inspired sex. It's simply good sex. A little variety from yesterday somehow. Then it's spiritual. And medical science can also be spiritual if it's good science somehow. Sport, of course. So we label it spirituality as ordinary secular inspiration in human activities. There's no trace of any God. There's no trace of any world beyond. There's just this world and inspiration. We have this six possibility here. As you can see, they're quite different, and some of them are opposite. And they are genuine understandings in the way that we could compute further on them. We could compute how many X's each person had on each of these factors, and then we could divide by the number of items in the factor, and then we had a score quotient, a factor quotient for each individual. Individual A, the medical students, scored maybe 14, 2, 6, 8. In that way, we could compare individuals and see that it is genuine understandings where people tend to be more in preference for one of the understandings. And then we could also compare which understandings go within each other. And as you see, the positive dimension, the first one, is completely non-correlating to the negative, selfish understandings. The people crossing the positive words are not the people crossing the negative. It's quite logical, and it seems to make logic. And you can see the positive dimensions see spirituality as part of religion and also as common inspiration. The New Age person might be the weak driving, but is also very much the selfish person. So the person disliked in the selfish is very much a New Age person. I guess it is some of the theologians. It is not, in fact. It's some of the students, very much the students, who have a family member or brother or who has gone astray in their point of view with the interests of astrology or something, or paid too much money for alternative treatment or something, and then just hate this spiritual thing. So the selfish, the negative, is very much a New Age kind. And the vague striving, they are not high, those. This is the main picture. Maybe for the theologians, there's a little thing interesting here. When you see which items are most different between the clergy group and the younger lay group, the first one is prayer. 66% of the theologians has made an X, and only 26 in the lay group. Then daily lived belief, experience of the holy, holiness, longing, striving for God, searching for the sacred. They're all quite high in differences between the two groups. And when you see the group where the lay group is highest, it is more between heaven and earth, mind, body, spirit, believer but not religious, connected to something unelit. It's the unelit word is geistig in German, and it's a synonym for spirituality. We should have omitted it, but we didn't. Energies, spiritism, striving for the essence of existence, something not concrete, aura, and clairvoyance. You see, there's a lot of the occult, New Age things in here, and the lay group is high. So the main picture is that the lay group have some of the Vicks driving, some of the New Age thing, but the Kluge group had this idea of spirituality as something inherent in their religious perspective. And that's the main difference. Not that surprising, I would say, quite logical, but it is very visible. And what is also visible is if a Kluge go on to a young patient in the hospital and say, how do you feel about spirituality? It's a very, very bad starting position for a meaningful conversation. They had to declare their own spheres of meaning before a real conversation can happen. That may be special for Denmark, I don't know, but it is a fact we must take into consideration. And you can see the Kluge group had its non-significance, but the New Age tended to be held by the lay group. Part of religion is tended to be held by the clergy. Vicks driving is very much a lay group, and the non is the rest is. There is systematic differences in the understanding of the two words. And now we come to, I have 6 minutes, to say something very harsh and strong so you can really understand what I mean here. First conclusion is there is no common understanding of the word spirituality in the modern secular context. It's a synonym of Denmark, I mean, of course. But I guess the same will be in Norway and Sweden, maybe northern Germany, some parts of England, I don't know, but that's my guess. It is like the word green. If you make science or questionnaires about the word green, somebody is thinking about having green fingers, somebody thinking on green paint, someone green environment, green as a color of hope, green as a traffic light. It's very hard to get any meaningful research or consensus or conversation going with that open-mindedness. So, in my point of view, there is 3 possible ways out of this situation. The first one would be the first logical one. If it doesn't make sense, omit the word. Don't use it. It's silly. It don't bring any further information. And I must say that this is a silly position because I'm here and it's called religion and spirituality as a new concept in the health business. Spirituality is the word that sells. It opens to the English-speaking word. We cannot omit it. It's silly. But the next might be the really good preposition. Never use the word without having some words of explanation surrounding it. I'll give examples in a little while. And the third, you can also find things where the word spirituality is the one word to use. The one thing that spirituality is the one word that can express. And I will give a personal opinion. I can manage to give that. In my opinion, it needs to have 3 components. It needs to have a component of horizontal transcendence. It is Chechena Snell who has made the distinction between self-transcendence is going outside yourself, taking care of something outside yourself. There's a horizontal level or dimension, meaning you're taking care of prisoners, of injustice, of Amnesty International, of environment, staying on the planet, having only the planet level aspirations for using your time and money. But there's also the vertical, including the possibility of a world outside this. This is not the real world. The real world is larger. We are only a part of the real world here, and we have to address the larger, and that is the vertical dimension. The vertical, to be really annoying, the vertical can be both transcendent, meaning outside time and space, but it can also be immanent, meaning the beyond time and spacelessness inside. So the vertical is both top and bottom. That is the one characteristic. The next characteristic is it has to be context-bound. It is never abstract. It is a concrete person in a concrete situation in a concrete country. It is a hospital patient with a very serious sickness, or it is an experience in the nature. It's a concrete person with a concrete experience. And you have to acknowledge that very context-bound nature. And the third one is the importance. It's like I said yesterday, it's not whether you are spiritual, it's when you are spiritual. When you are a dying person, it's very, very important for you to have a spiritual dimension or could express. But when you are driving your car back from home and thinking about dinner and what to buy in the supermarket, then it's not of very big importance. And you cannot just ask about spirituality without asking for in which part of life, in which situation, and where in life you are. Because spirituality, if we should define it in some positive way, it goes up and down for all of us. When my father died, I was a very spiritual thinking person in the sense I thought a lot about life after death and so forth. It was very important for me, and sometimes it's something else. That's my personal viewpoint. But from the database here, I must say, the conclusion, and I had to put my glasses down, it is from now on forbidden to use the word spirituality without a notion of one or two keywords meant by the word. For example, spirituality understood as inner striving, spirituality understood as the feeling of something sacred, spirituality understood as feeling connected to something bigger, the world as a whole, spirituality understood as lived belief. Everything goes, but you have to define what you are talking about to start to initiate a conversation or a research project. That's it. The list of 115 items are free of charge. I would very much invite everybody to try to make a language group section of this and try. Maybe there is cultural differences in the understanding of spirituality. So you just have to email me and you get a nice list and a factual structure and get everything if you have the purpose to do that. And I'm a minute before my time, but I'll close.